Some call it a diamond in the rough, so much so that you have to book an appointment to see it.
You have reached the Bunny Museum. We're not in right now. We're talking about to book an appointment.
That's Candace Frizee. She and her husband, Steve Lubansky, converted their home into the Bunny Museum in 1998, what they call the hoppiest place on earth. And it started with, that's right, a bunny.
This is the first bunny that started the whole collection. My husband Steve, he gave that to me 14 years ago on Valentine's Day because we call each other Honey Bunny.
Before long, they were giving each other bunnies every day. Today, they have more than 22,000 bunny paraphernalia in their home, including 7 real bunny pets, landing them in the Guinness Book of World Records. The couple takes me to the holiday bunny room.
There's Christmas, and then there's over here's Halloween.
There's Thanksgiving, July 4th.
It seems overwhelming at first glance, but every bunny is organized by category. There are the famous bunnies, Bugs, Roger Rabbit, Thumper, and the Energizer. And get this, bunnies carved from cow dung, aptly named Poodoo and Zoodoo. Perhaps the most unnerving part is that they can only display half of their collection at a time.
22,000 objects in one house just doesn't fit.
Frizee and Lubansky hope to move to a larger home within the next decade.
Big mansion, the big gift shop next door, and then a bunny restaurant and a bunny parking lot.
Wait, a bunny restaurant? I assume there won't be bunny on the menu.
Carrot cakes and pasta shaped like bunnies, bunny-shaped pancakes, bunny-shaped bread.
Cute? Yes. Creepy? Perhaps. But the more I spoke with the couple, I realized they were just two people in love who found a creative way of showing it.
People always say, aren't you going to stop collecting? We're like, no, it's an expression of our love, how much we love each other.
For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Shirley Shin.